As we learn from Lao Tzu, giving to others selflessly and anonymously, radiating light throughout the world and illuminating your own darkness, your virtue becomes a sanctuary for yourself and all beings. This virtue manifests in your life as service to others without any expectation of reward. This virtue is the basic tenet of humanity, as it is about cultivating the spirit of service to others. Instead of thinking only of one's own good, supportiveness is about channeling all the good things you find within yourself and sharing them to other people, so you can make their lives better. Our modern lifestyle and our connections are often represented as a rat race in pop culture. We are all guilty of going our own way without much care for our fellow man. For the first time ever, we have developed enough technology and scientific solutions that we generally have more leisure time and options than ever before. But despite all of the superabundant goods we have at our disposal, in doing so, we've sunk into selfishness and self-centeredness, resulting in a counterintuitively large amount of people reporting feeling depressed. Through the lens of Taoist teachings, the problem is quite simple to define. In search of their greedy wishes, the people have turned against each other. This whole civilization was built upon human interaction and cooperation. Nowadays, that very pillar of our society is crumbling, and people feel more and more desperate and alienated. The diagnosis is very clear. Instead of letting excuses or selfishness like, I don't have enough money, I'm too tired, I don't have time, or what will I get back in return dominate our life, we need to shift our attention off of ourselves by asking this one simple question. How may I serve? When you do so, the message you're sending is, I'm not thinking about myself and what I can or can't have. Your attention is on making someone else feel better. Supportiveness is not just related to giving away your money. It's also about simple gestures like being there for someone, listening to somebody's problems, or donating things that you no longer need. The very thing that fuels our goal-getting yang energy is the nice feeling of belonging and togetherness. There's no better way to belong than to be supportive of your fellow man. There are many ways you can connect with people in order to work for a greater non-profit cause. Regardless of your religious beliefs or political ideology, there is certain common ground we can all agree upon. For instance, there is a very low probability of finding someone that disagrees that something must be done in order to preserve our natural world, and that it has been compromised for quite a long time now. As a result, there are now many eco-activist groups in the world, known for being a great source of adventure and bonding time, doing it under the flag of a great cause. When you concentrate on what good you can do to others without thinking of getting anything in return, you'll find joy in serving other people. Sometimes just being there for other people is already enough for them. The basic need of humankind is to be spiritually healthy, and you cannot be spiritually healthy without relying on others, and therefore supporting others. These four virtues, if fully embraced, will bring much happiness to your life. Each one of them brings a powerful way of being that illuminates a path to happiness. The four cardinal virtues are a roadmap to the simple truth of the universe. So, if you enjoyed this video, please do make sure to check out the full Philosophies for Life channel, and for more videos to help you find success and happiness using ancient philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for watching.